WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to kicking butt and taking names, starting with your morning routine. Welcome back to Strong Starts, where we turn those bleary-eyed mornings into opportunities to level up your day. You know that feeling when you wake up and already feel like you're playing catch-up? Like the whole day is just a series of frantic checkmarks instead of something meaningful. Well, today we're flipping the script. We're talking about creating opportunities for growth even in those first few moments after hitting snooze guilty it is charged. Because let's be real, life throws curveballs. Sometimes it feels like we're just trying to survive the day, let alone make strides towards our goals. But here is the secret sauce. Growth isn't about waiting for things to happen, it's about making those opportunities happen. It's about being proactive and saying, hey, universe, I'm ready for this challenge, bring it on. So, how do we do that? What are the magic ingredients for turning our mornings into mini boot camps for self-improvement? Well, get ready to grab your metaphorical coffee because here are five key takeaways that'll have you feeling like a boss from sunrise onwards. First up, mindful moments matter. It's not just about scrolling through social media or doom scrolling the news seriously, put that phone down. Take a few minutes for mindful breathing or even just sitting in silence. You'd be surprised how much clearer your head feels when you ditch the digital noise and tune into your inner voice. Remember, mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind. It's about being present with whatever thoughts and feelings come up without judgment. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain before the day even begins. Next up, fuel your fire. You wouldn't put low-grade gas in a high-performance car, right? So why treat your body any differently? Fueling your morning with nutritious foods is crucial for powering through those early hours and setting yourself up for success. Think of it like this. You're planting the seeds for a productive day. Speaking of planting seeds, let's talk about setting intentions. Ever started your day without a clear direction? It's like wandering around aimlessly in a maze, frustrating, right? Instead, take a moment to set intentions for the day. What do you want to accomplish? How do you want to feel? Write it down, say it out loud, or simply visualize it. Having those clear intentions acts as your internal GPS, guiding you towards your goals. Now, let's get real. We all hit roadblocks. That's inevitable. But the key is not to be derailed by them. Embrace challenges as stepping stones. Think of obstacles like detours on a road trip. Sure, they might add some time, but they often lead you to unexpected and amazing destinations. When you face a challenge, reframe it as an opportunity for growth and learning. And finally, don't underestimate the power of gratitude. Take a moment to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a supportive friendies are all little gems that deserve our attention. Gratitude shifts your perspective and creates a positive ripple effect throughout your day. Now, let's bring this all together with a real-life scenario. Imagine you're headed into a big presentation at work. You know the material inside and out, but nerves are getting the best of you. Instead of spiraling into self-doubt, take a deep breath, remind yourself why you're passionate about this project, visualize your success, and focus on delivering value to your audience. See? That's creating opportunities for growth in action. So, remember, folks, growth isn't a destination, it's a journey. And the most important step is starting right now. Start with those mindful moments, fuel your body and mind, set clear intentions, embrace challenges as stepping stones, and never forget the power of gratitude. You've got this. Now go out there and make today amazing. Don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode. What are some ways you create opportunities for growth in your own life? Hit me up on social media or leave a comment below. And until next time, keep striving, keep learning, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.